This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we clarified that when Proverbs 3:5 says, "Lean not on your own understanding," it doesn't mean we should not pursue wisdom and understanding. We are encouraged to find wisdom and gain understanding in verse 13 of Proverbs 3, but not so that we become wise in our own eyes. James tells us to ask God for wisdom, and when he gives it to us, humbly admit it is a gift from God. In fact, we're further encouraged beginning in Proverbs 3:21, "Preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet." When you are wise and understanding, you won't need to fear sudden disaster. The Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Basically, we are not to proudly go around with an air of independent self-confidence, looking for the applause of others. In Jesus' words, "I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full." That attitude robs God of what is rightfully due him. 1 Peter 5, 5-6 instructs us to clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Yes, lean not on your own understanding.